Okay, I'd like to call to order this regular commissioner meeting for San Juan County Fire District Number Three, December 12th, 2022. It is 301 or 302? 302. Okay. Let's take roll call. Present.
Dwight Colley, present.
Okay. And Albert, we've got you on the phone?
I'm on the phone, I'm present.
Okay, great. All members are accounted for. Do we have any additions or changes to the agenda?
None from staff.
Okay, haven't heard done. Do we have any citizens' correspondence?
We have a few people online if anyone wants, because no one is scheduled to say anything and there's no one in person. And we've had a couple of Christmas cards, but other than that, no correspondence.
Okay.
I will mute
Christmas cards
online. And Albert, you are the 360-378 number, correct?
Yes, 7568.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So we'll move to the consent agenda. Are there any corrections to the minutes for the regular meeting of November 8th? That would be you and I or staff, Albert?
I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay, I'm fine. No corrections. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the regular meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
That's going to be you, Albert. Okay. Is there any comments? No comments? Okay.
First signature, second page.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Having heard nothing, we'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it passes. All right. New business.
Payroll and bills?
Did I miss something? Oh, I missed something. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Bills and payroll. What's going on with bills and payroll?
Hey, if you want to start with bills, nothing out of the ordinary that's come through. And I'll give you the full synopsis when we get down to financials under staff reports. Be happy to answer any questions on the bills as presented, both for reserve fund, which is the safe boat lease, and then anything on general fund. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. I don't have any. Okay. Do you have any questions, Albert?
No, I have no questions, and I'll make a motion to approve the payroll and approve the bills.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I only have one comment or question. On page three.
Yes, sir.
We have training for Maria and Raquel.
Yes. So those that all came out was when Maria, myself, and Raquel went down and did the peer support training down in Shoreline to get us to group and individual peer crisis team members.
Gotcha.
Since it was part of training, we didn't have any registration for that. That was covered. So as part of our training piece, I did cover food and travel costs for us on behalf of the district, since it was an off island training to get us up to peer support level.
Right. Would it make any sense in the future when we have something like that, have a note somewhere saying that that's what it's for?
There are, if you go into the actual bills, it's just not on this call out. So would you like us to alter the line description? We can do that.
No, let's leave it because I'm creating a, it's much easier if I don't find it just to ask you.
Okay.
Than to add a line and have you have to do that for every item that you go through. So I'm fine with that. I just, okay, just wanted clarification. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
And that was for both payroll and
payroll and bills.
Yep.
Okay, new business. All right, now let's talk about the partnership with the Town of Friday. What's going on there?
Yes, so Town of Friday Harbor has approached us, as we had mentioned before, and this is right in the wheelhouse of what Commissioner Colley had requested. We want to start somewhere right after the first of the year. We're in the process of coming down with specifics on what we want to do from a inspection and investigation process for business levels for the Town of Friday Harbor. They would like us to take on the investigation should we have a fire, which makes complete sense. They also would like us to take on the basic business level inspections within the town, so the B2 levels, which I think is very appropriate from a company officer perspective. They'll be able to get out, be engaged with the community. They will also be involved in going in from a pre-plan perspective and watching what goes on in the more technical inspections. So the educational institutions, larger complexes, government buildings and the like, they'll be part of that. The nice part is that if there's any ongoing code violations, the town fire marshal, who's Ryan Erickson, right? We'll take that on in sending any of the, you got to fix this. You've already worked with the fire department. You're not coming into compliance. Here's the hammer. So we won't have to hold with that, which is good. But because we'll be taking on some of that workload, there will be a remuneration that comes from the town to us to take care of those B2 level inspections. And we're working out an ILA between them and us, which will come before you as we start to move forward. But they would like us to start shortly after the first of the year. So we've got some planning in place. We've already notified the crews that we'll do some training on what's appropriate levels for those types of inspections. But that's exciting. It's believed to be a fairly low-hanging fruit that is necessary. I know that the town just had a work session yesterday, and it came up on creating some equity between the
compliant businesses and not,
so that there'll be a little better balance, and we'll be able to fill that gap. It will get us out into the community. It'll get pre-plans done on the buildings and get our crews into those, and it'll fit right in the line of what Commissioner Colley was talking about before. And as we had stated, we were hoping right after the first of the year, and it looks like we'll be going down that road. So we're hoping in January, if we can get the nuts and the bolts done, we'll be able to bring an ILA to you guys so we can get started on it. Be happy to answer any questions. That's what we had on the partnership with the town of Friday Harbor.
You said the training of the crews has begun.
I've informed them this is what they're going to need to do. And I've got a packet put together what we will train them. I gave them a heads up to know it's coming. So no training has occurred yet, but they're aware that training is forthcoming.
And yeah, I assume that part of that is going to be, you know, developing the checklist so they can fit around and sign it.
Absolutely.
The business owner a copy saying this is not quite up to snuff.
Correct.
You know, this is what you need to fix.
Correct. And we already have a, what do they call it in ESO? The premises tab. So we'll be able to track all of that within. So we'll know, we can put in a map. We'll be able to say where FDCs are, where access points are, where electrical shutoffs are, any nuances to the buildings that will all go into our system that we already have. And then we'll have that trackability and checklist for the inspections themselves. And it'll be put together with most standard fire department processes that it's generally a 3 opportunity. You come in, if you see some stuff, hey, correct this. We'll talk to you in about a month. You go back, still needs to be fixed. Get it fixed. Mm-hmm. Third time you come out, I'm sorry, we have to refer it across. You obviously don't want to help us out. We'll give that to the town. Then they will go and drop the hammer on them. But we'll work, dude, just change the zip cord. That causes fires. Replace the bulb in the exit sign. That's kind of the level of stuff that we expect our crews to be seeing and doing. Make sure the extinguishers are in date and checked. Make sure you have accessibility to power panels. Don't block those sprinklers, right? That kind of stuff. So very simple things, but yeah, the checklist is developed, and it will be part of the training for the crews.
And don't forget all the extension cords that go everywhere in some of those places. They're all illegal.
Exactly. Exactly correct. So really good stuff with the town.
Yeah.
Super. That's what we have there.
All righty.
Sounds good.
Okay. Do we have any old business?
No. The only just update, I guess, there isn't any old business. Safe Boat is... moving forward. And as soon as they start going, they'll start sending us weekly updates with photos and otherwise. Right now, Mark Stott, who we've been working with, said for a little while it's going to be boring. We'll send you pictures of stacks of aluminum because that's where it is in the process. But once it starts getting the build, they'll start to send us and we'll see full progression as it goes forward. So that's moving forward. Other than that, nothing in terms of old business.
Okay. Just a note, I will make sure, I'm sure you know, the Sentinel's back in business.
We heard.
Is it over on Orcas?
No, it's here.
What's here?
Guardian's the one that's over on Orcas.
Oh. The Sentinel's here.
Supposedly it got back like last week, I think.
Was it going to repairs or?
It was out for major repairs.
Yes. Thank you. That's good to know.
And we didn't do it, did we?
No, we did not. We haven't been on that vessel in about a year.
We never did it.
And we never, ever damaged the vessel.
Okay. No old business. Okay, reports, financials.
Financials. Through what you have before you, and be happy to answer any other detailed questions if you have, I'll pull them up. But budget year to date, target is 92%. As you can see in revenues between all of our balances, we are at 102%. So as you know, I don't budget for donations or otherwise. So we have brought in more than we anticipated. So we are at 102%. And then expenses is where we want to be watching. 92%, again, as I said, is our target. Personnel expenses, we are at 89%, have described why that was a little higher of where I wanted to be because of the benefits and otherwise nothing has changed. We are at 70% for materials and services. And remember, we always budget high. If we have a lot of repairs or otherwise, we maintain that they're fully funded, including vacations and any other benefits. The key piece that I want to draw to everyone's attention is the capital projects bank loan ones that says 86%. That's always been our check and balance. So you would expect it to be at 92%. However, that $268,224 is all there's going to be this year. The final payment was in November of $7,800. The loan for the six pieces of equipment are completely paid off. So that will sit at 86% for the remainder of the year, which is also very positive because it is completely paid off now to the terms of that loan.
Great.
So we are under budget overall, total expenses at 79%. You see that the balance to actuals, revenues minus expenses in all the accounts are at a little over 900,000. You see the specifics on the next three pages for November specifically. You can see the fund assets or the total balances for the funds, whether they're general, reserve, and then we always had, you see that $7,635 capital project final payment is included there. I called out on our fund balances. Interest is still low as it comes in, but it has gone up a little bit in the last month and a half or so as we're tracking those. As we know, all investments took about a 10% hit over the course of the year. Some of them are starting to recover a little bit, but we are in line with where we should be there. Revenues and expenses. You could see the revenues that came in, approximately $126,000 in taxes came in last month. And we had planned expenses in expenditures of $192,000. Be happy to answer any questions on any of the detail reports or any of the summary financials for you.
I have one. Is Noel in the room?
Yes.
Hey, Noel, being that you and I are the only ones left standing, then when we bought those trucks, do you remember, you know, because we got the loan from Banner Bank and it was like a auto loan? You remember if they put a lien on the, did they have a lien on the engines or did they just put a lien on our taxes coming in every year?
I don't recall them putting a lien on, it was the taxes and that was KeyBank.
Yeah.
That, okay. That's kind of what I thought. I remember it was kind of an auto loan. I just thought about, you know, wanted to make sure that there was maybe if we have a title somewhere in the safety deposit box, you can look and make sure it's a clear title. I don't know.
It's not.
Okay.
It will be now. Because actually what we found is we were going through stuff and working with Key and otherwise, we actually just got the title of a vehicle that we've owned free and clear for like 20 years.
One of the dashes.
One of the dashes.
We just got one of their titles.
Oh, geez.
So, but it brought, and they knew because we were having the dialogue, they knew that this final payment was coming up. So they're aware that now that it's paid off, they will be transferring and getting us the clear title for these pieces of equipment. And it was KeyBank.
And we've had that for 34 years.
Oh, 34 years is how long you didn't have your clear title, but that's been cleared up now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the loan was, for the current equipment was KeyBank the entire time. Yep.
Let's see, what was it? I had a question. Oh, yeah, about the taxes. Not necessarily about this particular month, but just in general. Now that we're collecting from the property owners, are we going to see a kind of a steady income over the year? Or are we going to see like two big chunks because that's how people?
It'll be consistent over, you'll get some, it won't be consistent. You'll get a tick in April-ish and you'll get a tick in October-ish.
Yeah.
And then it'll come down, you'll get a little bit and then it'll bump up again. So you get the majority, then you get the trickle in and then you get another majority.
And will we be able to tell what percentage we've been able to collect?
Yes. So
we know what 100% would be.
Yes. And it won't be.
And it won't be 100%. I just want to be curious to see what percentage we aren't going to get.
We'll be able to track. And this last year was the first year we had everyone under. So the town was under us. The Outer Islands were under us. So we'll be able to start tracking that moving forward. And we can talk to the assessor's office. But it'll be consistent. And it's what about 90?
It's pretty good here for the county. It's high.
It's like 95% collection. Yeah, so I think it's a 5% that spits out.
Almost 97.
If we have a homeowner who has been paying his taxes for whatever reason, sells his property, are we down as a lien against them? Or is
county takes care of all tax collection and then they transfer funds to us. Okay. So they're the ones that track all of it so that if they are in the rears on any taxes that come out, that will go to the county. That's why you will see, you get it summarized, but generally what you get is current taxes and then you always get previous year's taxes that trickle in as they collect and then those will come through, but that's all managed through the county for us.
Okay, sounds good. All right, that's it for financials?
Yeah, unless Albert or
I'm fine.
Has any questions?
Okay, let's move on to staff reports.
I will turn it over to Noel for operations.
Thanks, Chief. So November 2022 operations report, we had a total of 72 responses in November. 69% of those responses were EMS and rescue, and 31% were all other hazards, fires, hazards, and services. That's an average of 2.4 calls a day. For the month, the reaction time was 1 minute 38 seconds, which is in line with it's about peak performance for us. I think we're sort of steadily hitting that as an average. The travel time for the month, minus exceptions, which would be anything that takes an exorbitant amount of time, was 6 minutes and 18 seconds. It also omits anything that was any calls that were canceled. I don't count those toward that. So it's a true number. You can see November total responses by station area there. It's broken out for you. You can see we're missing a couple areas. So that just means there was no calls or they were all canceled in those areas. November travel times by zone is broken out for you as well, for your convenience. You can see if you base it on some of the other charts, you've had some anomalies, or this one actually represents pretty well what you would expect, all things being equal. You can see Central's the shortest amount of travel time because it's in the headquarters area. You got the south area, which is second shortest, which is closer than the north area. And then we don't have any inputs for the Outer Islands or Outer District because we didn't have any calls to count toward that. November operations activities on the back, just to summarize. The average reaction time was just over 90 second benchmark, which is good for us. And then a reminder that the travel times have improved in all zones compared to previous years because we're staffing in-house. We have 24/7 staffing. Godan communication system continues to present quality issues. We had a third party vendor audit go through and they actually reviewed the deficiencies with the system. So it's not just the end users out here being, you know, concerned or complaining. It's actually validated that there's some problems. So the county officials and stakeholders continue to work on solutions for that.
Next update meeting on that is the 20th.
Okay.
And actually, I'm not sure we had a third party. Codan is still working on it. They came out. They brought
Zetron came out.
Well, Zetron's under Codan.
Oh, okay. So they're the same company.
But they assessed all the towers and all the response areas, and they're in the process. They've done some repairs and adjustment in some frequencies on the other islands. They're planning on being out here on Thursday to do some more here on San Juan. But they're aware and are actively trying to improve the pockets and the holes. The other big thing that has switched out, especially from a dispatching perspective, is we're using the main countywide fire medical channel that was the plan in the first place. They're using that and now simulcasting to the individuals. So that has the stronger coverage bubble. And then when they tune those, that should also help with the pager and radio reception, that if we're not getting good reception on our ops channels, we can always talk on the countywide common channel.
Coverage was part of the problem. And I know San Juan EMS had bought a bunch of boosters for their pagers to actually get reception. And hopefully with some of those fixes, we can avoid that because those are not cheap. The emergency paging for our membership and our volunteers and staff members has been addressed so that the pages are occurring as designed and intended with the new system. Essentially, the goal being we're not interrupting off-duty staff or volunteers for the run-of-the-mill calls that happen frequently, giving both the members and their family members reprieve from hearing the pagers go off all hours of the night and all day long. Essentially, the when you're off duty or if you're at a volunteer level and you only want to be disturbed when you're really, really needed, there's a channel setting for that shouldn't interrupt you unless you're really needed. Shift crews are staying busy with their standard routines. And then the last bit to report, we have EMT recruit or onboarding process is in full swing. We have 7 current members taking the EMT class that we're putting on this winter, 6 new members from the community, and then 3 Orcas fire and rescue members will be attending the class. It begins on January 4th. And just a note, this will be the first EMT class hosted by San Juan Island Fire and Rescue in nearly 30 years.
Wow.
So it's a big deal.
Is Orcas paying for those or we do?
Yeah.
They're covering theirs.
Yep.
But it'll be a 16 total person class. Orcas is covering theirs in the skill sets, and we're covering the ones here. So as Noel said, there's 7 current members, including 3 support members two support members that are converting over and becoming EMTs as well. The rest will be dual trained, and then 6 new members. And from time of posting to closing, it took us a week and a half to completely fill the class because we had some citizens that were waiting for the class that we were going to be offering, and they're one of those 6 or a couple of those 6.
These 6 new members, mm-hmm. they're not part of the fire service.
Correct.
These are from the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
2 of them are actually the resident adult supervisors for the international school wanted to take the class here. So they're both in the class as well.
As I understand it, in order to be an certified EMT,
mm-hmm.
you have to be associated with something.
Right, us.
So how are they going to become, if they're going to...
We onboard them and they become members of our organization.
Yep.
Just as EMTs.
Correct.
Not as firefighters.
Correct. We have that opportunity. We have some right now that are EMS or medical only responders for us. We have dual and we have fire only. So we have all 3 components, but they're all associated with the department.
I didn't know we had just
mm-hmm.
EMTs.
Yep. Yep.
that's what I have to report. If you have more questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Sounds good.
I have a couple of things to add to that. Training Officer Kutzing did a great job in putting that class together, reaching out. We had offered to see if any of the other agencies had some. San Juan EMS had already put on a class. Shaw had voiced that they may have had some people, but in the end they didn't. But there were three people from Orcas that want to come on board. They also have one of their newer SEI, so senior EMS instructors that will be doing the evaluation over there. So another one of those great partnerships between the organizations. In recognition, since this is December's drill tonight, it's the old agency, there's a couple cool things that are happening tonight. One is it's our annual recert for CPR. So while that is going on, Cynthia Parkins, who is one of our team handlers for the dogs with Jet that many of you know, she thought it'd be kind of cool to reach out into the community and see if any of our local massage therapists might be willing to come over and give back to the department since it's that time of year. We actually have three massage therapists are going to be coming in and doing 15-minute massages for any of the members that are interested, and they'll rotate through the course of the drill. It'll be all closed, a little quick 15 minutes, and three of them came in and said, we would love to do that. In addition to that, Blue Water, who is regularly, Noel, when I was talking to him, couldn't think of a year that they haven't. They gave gifts to all the responders in recognition of them protecting the community. I believe they do that with all the emergency public safety responders on the island. So that's a couple really cool things that are going on tonight. First time that's been. So a little giving back and saying thanks to our membership and what they do in protecting this community through the course of the year. That's what we have for staff reports. Robin is out today having a medical procedure. So wish her well and a speedy recovery. She'll be back. All apparatus are up to speed and up to service levels. And that's what we have to report from staff. Happy to answer any questions.
Albert, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I'm fine. I can't think of a thing that I need to ask. I've covered everything I had in my mind.
Okay. No, thank you. Okay, so I have just a couple of things. One, I ended up going to the Fire Commissioners Conference in a very, very roundabout way, but I ended up there. I didn't get to do or go to all those. Actually, there were two classes I really wanted to go to. One of them was about funding for apparatus or property or any of that kind of stuff.
Capital, and
that was really good. At the same time, there was one about that your interaction between the commission and the secretary of the commission, which would be you. And I thought that would be fun to come back with some interesting comments.
Absolutely.
But I couldn't do it. And so I had to pick which one, and I went for the lawyer. Anyway, I did come back with one or two things, but one of them is, this is a graphic for Be Ready Winter Weather. And it has, for those listening on the phones, it has a picture of a building with a dog and a person and an automobile. And then it's got little, like the cartoon boxes that then explains what you should be concerned about during the winter. It is something that we could put out as a PSA, just scan it and put it in the Facebook page. I know we do that kind of thing. So. If that's something,
did you get that from fire commissioners?
This is from cdc.gov.
Oh, so we can get an electronic copy without having to scan it if it's from CDC, and we can push that out.
Okay.
I'll pass that along to our PIOs and we can get something posted.
Great. So that's that. And then I did bring back the paperwork on, this is by Quinn and Quinn. They did the one on Fire Department Finances 101, which was interesting. And then this one here was done by Jim Nelson and Dee Davidson. And it's about bond market updates and funding options to finance infrastructure and equipment. Not too sure about this one, whether there's any value other than, maybe nice to know stuff. This one here might have some stuff that might pertain to what we're looking to do, either with equipment, apparatus, or structures in the future. And it might give us some ideas on, you know, this might be a way to do it. So I'll leave these with you. If you're going to put them in the round pile, please wait until I walk out the door.
If there's more you want on the finance side from Quinn and Quinn, since those, that's our attorney on record for both of them. If you want to let Albert or we can get it to you, Albert, if you want, or if you want to let Dwight peruse it, we can ask Quinn any additional questions. Okay, so he says if you want to do it, Albert says you can, and then we can schedule a call if we want, or ask some questions, or I can ask some questions of Quinn, either Joe or Eric.
Yeah, Eric, they play off each other, and Eric is taking the lead now, and Joe just kind of sits back in his chair and makes little snide remarks for his.
Since it is his son.
It was like, you guys are amazing. But yeah, so I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to be beneficial, but it was interesting to hear, and hopefully the slides aren't too missed. I saw the presentation, so I understand what the slides are. Sometimes you get a set of slides and you're going, what the heck are they talking about? So, okay. Well, having said that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Hey, Frank?
Yes.
I had one thing that just popped into my mind. Were we planning a workshop in January, or when was that going to happen?
We had said first quarter, but not January.
Oh, first quarter. Okay. That's fine. As long as it's still coming.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, it's still coming. Okay. Anything else? Oh, by the way, thanks for that tip. I took you up on it. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second? Okay. I have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. Yes.
Hey, Frank?
Yes.
I guess.